speak through your word to our hearts. Fear and obedient and to walk in your ways, Lord. Just thank you to our feet and a light to our path. Share it this morning. So this morning is devotional. I just have a few thoughts to share about the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus, and we stray away from him. He's always ready and willing to take us back if we will just come to him. And do you have that clip? Can we share it now? Oh, I can do it at the end. Okay, I'll do it at the end. Okay. A 3-minute clip. It's called Come Home, so we'll save it for the end. Okay, so what I had on my heart this morning is Psalm chapter 107. If you have your Bibles, we can read it together. What I love about this chapter is that over and over again, it just talks about how the Lord is ready and willing to forgive. Okay, so Psalm chapter 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Verse 3, and from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and he fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Verse 15, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he cut the bars of iron in two. 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their near to the gates of death. Verse 19, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. One of my favorite verses, but I always say that. That's one of my favorite verses. I have so many. But he sent his word and healed them. And I was just appreciating the fact that we have God's word in our hand for any problem that we have, any sin, any discouragement, any trouble. Just as I had prayed, it's a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Verse 21, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Does somebody want to count how many times it says that in that chapter? Because maybe my niece Anna. That can be a surprise for later. Okay, verse 22, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare. Verse 23, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm, so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet, so he guides them to their desired haven. And I couldn't help but think about Jonah here. And also when the Lord Jesus from the boat said, "Peace be still to the wind and the waves." And I would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a wilderness into pools of water and dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry dwell, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place, and sow fields and plant vineyards, that they may yield a fruitful harvest. He also blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. When oppression, affliction, and sorrow, he pours a tent, causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Far from affliction, and makes their families like a flock. The righteous see it and rejoice, and all iniquity stops its mouth. Whoever is wise and will observe these things, they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And I think I was just wanting to share that especially, the loving kindness of the Lord. We can see it all the way through this chapter. And we can think of the Israelites, how they were wandering in the wilderness, and it was supposed to only take them 11 days to get to the promised land, but instead they had taken their eyes off the Lord so many times, and it took them 40 years. And I guess we can all think about in our own lives, wandering away at times when we wander away from the Lord, even as believers. The Bible is very true when it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way, but the Lord has laid on him, Jesus Christ himself, the iniquity, the sin of us all." And we can praise the Lord for that Jesus Christ came as our sin bearer to take our sin punishment, to remove our sin, the barrier of our sin between us and God, and allow us to have peace, having made peace through the blood of his cross, as it says in Colossians. So as I read this chapter, I just thought of a few verses as well. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." And just how many times we wander away from the Lord, he sends trouble into our life. But he's always ready to and willing to forgive, ready when we cry out to him to come back to him for mercy, for restoration, for... and I just think of in Romans 10 there where it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not only for salvation, but also just like restoration, right, in our lives. And I pray that this weekend would be a time to just reflect on our lives, or if we've wandered away even from our first love, as it would say in Revelation. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. And the little hymn that maybe many of you know, that I sang as a, maybe especially in childhood. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Then back to his dear loving arms would I flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. Psalm 51, verse 17. "The sacrifices of God, they are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise." Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Just have to pull it up here. Hosea chapter 5. Does somebody have it? Would they like to read it?
Can you say what it was again?
Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Yeah, thank you. So all the Lord wants us to do is just to acknowledge our offense, seek his face, and He's ready and willing to forgive and to restore. And then Hosea 6, 1 to 3. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. Verse 3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. And Psalm 51, verse 12, a prayer that David prayed after he had committed adultery and murder. He said these words, Lord, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your spirit. And then I just thought of the publican and the Pharisee. And the Pharisee was off in the corner saying, God, thank you for how good I am compared to other men. And there was the tax collector over in the corner saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that's all that God wants, is for us to have that heart that would say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And someone once said, you are as close to God as you want to be. Matthew 11, 28, where Jesus says, come to me, all of you who labor, who are heavy laden, who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yeah. So what I have now is just a 3-minute clip that says, come home. And maybe I'll just pray before Alex plays it. Yeah. And then it's okay. You can come here. Okay, Lord, I just pray that you would just work in our hearts today and prepare us to hear your voice and to return from the... If we are wandering, if we have strayed from you, that today would just be a day that we would turn our hearts back to you, Lord, and whatever you say, that we would do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, come home.
This woman made her living outside of Rio de Thank you very much.